Well, Brad, as we look at the markets today, kind of a crazy day. I don't think many expected the corn to jump like it did today, but no surprise, you change a weather forecast and everybody reacts.
Yeah, I you're exactly right. I guess personally, I think we're getting plenty of mileage out of the weather forecast, but whenever you're dealing with coming out of a super, super tight ending stock type of number after last year's drought-stressed crop, you know, you're probably going to probably overreact maybe to weather this year. Now, you know, clearly it's the wetter, colder forecast that the market's responding to and the worry that you're going to get delayed planting. I guess we'll see. What's happened here is we've come up to this level that's provided pretty stiff resistance several times in the past. We did take it out by ever so little bit with the December corn trading at 551 right here. I'm more inclined to be a hedger here, at least lightly. If we close way above the 550 area, fine. I'll probably lighten back up and look for the market to move toward 580. But typically we do get it planted. I do think that there's some balancing too of moisture. Is certainly going to benefit a lot of these areas that are still suffering from extreme subsoil, lack of subsoil moisture. So take it, I guess, with a grain of salt, but that's the way the market seemed to work.
The beans, are they going to just kind of sit back in the background and hope for late planting delays?
Well, the two sides of the bean deal to me would be the unbelievable strength in some areas, like along up and down the river, of where this basis is trading. So, the strength in the old crop beans makes every bit of sense to me. Now, to tug along in the new crop is a little bit incongruous from the standpoint if you really think the weather forecast is the dominating influence behind the big up in the corn, then if we're going to switch to beans, then we probably are a little over-exaggerated the reaction here, too. Now, there's another deal, the new crop beans up in this 12.25 area, that's been an area that's provided resistance, too, and the last highs up at 12.28 and 12.29. You can tell that I'm thinking the market's probably gotten ahead of itself here a little bit, both on sides of the corn and the beans, and I'd be a lot more interested in the sell side and the buy side here.